On Sunday in the country, it is time to welcome in Willie Hallahan. Sporting a Cause is the website, sportingacause.com, where you can go and find just about any different type of athletic event that is raising funds that you can participate in. And we bring in Willie Hallahan. Good morning, Willie. Thanks for joining us again.
Good morning, Marshall. Thanks for having me on this drab morning. I've got sleet beating against the window here as we speak.
Yeah, the ramp was an interesting thing to come up this morning here at the radio station.
It'll be interesting going down too.
Well, we call it a handicap ramp because it doesn't necessarily help handicapped people. It makes handicapped people. That's what it does. But anyways, with that being said, first things first. Congratulations! I was looking through the Lakeville Journal earlier this week, and I see that your website, Sporting a Cause, has won an award.
Yeah, well, thank you, Marshall. Thanks for mentioning that. Yeah, I'm very gratified and proud to receive the New Business of the Year award from SCORE. I'm not sure what the acronym stands for, but it's an organization. It works with the Chamber of Commerce, the retired executives who volunteer their time in their retirement to help people start new businesses and so forth. And I was grateful to receive help from the SCORE people, and I was grateful to get the award because it's based really on my mission, which is to shed light on sporting events that are raising money for causes. So I'm shedding light on charities and people who are doing good work, and they recognize that, and I'm grateful to them for that.
All right. Well, once again, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
And for everybody out there, the website is sportingacause.com. All right. So I know we're kind of, because it's the holidays, we're starting to head into the doldrums, but I still see some events that you can talk about today.
Yeah, there are. Well, this Thursday, last Sunday, you were very nice to mention the chicken pot pie dinner. It's a sports related fundraiser in reverse, sort of, because it's not a sporting event itself, but it's raising money for SWASO, which is a sports related entity. And this is put on by the White Hart Inn. This is like the fourth year they've done that, and it's a great event. It's a Thursday night. It's midweek, and they hold it in the Hunt Room of the White Hart. It's a chicken pot pie dinner. They create a wonderful dinner. And if you're not in the Christmas spirit yet, you might want to consider this because they decorate the place. The White Hart's a great at holiday time. The Housatonics are going to come and provide Christmas carols, Christmas-related music, and it's just a great time for camaraderie. It's kind of an intimate room. It only holds 50 people, unfortunately. But it embodies everything that the holidays should, you know, friendship and music and the holiday trappings, and SWASA is the beneficiary of that, and we're grateful to the White Hart for doing that. And if you're interested, you might want to call pretty soon because it does cap off at 50, 52 or so. And I know every year there are a couple parties that get turned away, and that's sad. But if you want to make sure you're included, call the White Hart. It's 860-435-0030. And the chicken pot pie dinner, it's great. It's fun.
What can be bad about a dinner, hearing music, and then having, in the wintertime, chicken pot pie and some mashed potatoes?
Oh, I know. the quintessential comfort dinner. It's great on all kinds of levels. And then next Saturday, that would be the 22nd, the MTM Running Holiday Classic 5K is being held up in New Ashford, Massachusetts. New Ashford, I didn't realize this, but it's part of Pittsfield, the greater Pittsfield area, which is the upper limits of my territory. And it's yet another holiday-themed running event. You know, people dress up in Santa costumes and so forth, and that benefits the MTM Scholarship Fund. MTM is a running club. Running clubs are often integral in putting on some of the events that I cover. And then the date is a little squirrely at this point, but the Housatonic Valley Regional High School hockey team is hosting a varsity versus alumni hockey game. It's thought that it might be December 30th, but it's not cast in stone yet. But I'll have that up on the site as soon as they've settled on the date. And they usually split the proceeds half for the hockey team and half for a for a local cause. Then on January 1st, New Year's Day, there's the Milton Resolution Run 5-mile race. And by the time I get describing it, you won't forget the word Milton. It's the Milton Resolution Run, starting at Milton Hall, which is on Milton Road in Milton, Connecticut, which is a village in Litchfield. That's put on by the Litchfield Park and Recreation Commission, and the proceeds go to their programs. And then we're moving out to the end of January. There's another Bonspiel at the Norfolk Curling Club. Bonspiel is a competition. Like the last one, it's a 4-day event held at the Norfolk Curling Club facilities in Norfolk. It's a wonderful. I've gone on and on about it before, because in the dead of winter, you got 4 days to choose from, and it's a wonderful event. If you've never seen curling live, and most people haven't, it's free to get into. It's a fundraiser, but the money is raised by the people who get into the event. They take 20 teams of five, and that's how they raise their money. But for anybody who wants to go watch it, it's free, and they get a beautiful new building. In fact, the proceeds from this is going toward helping to pay for their new building. They had that tragic fire a number of years ago. They put up a new building. They fundraised for it, and now they still are paying for it. And we at SWASA can understand that, because back in 2010, we raised $750,000 to build our new jump, but that didn't cover it. And for many years afterwards, we had a loan. We're paying it off. It took several years to pay off the balance. So we understand, as a small nonprofit, what it's like to have these ongoing bills and mortgages, and that's what the proceeds from this one go to. But I just want to emphasize again, it's a great event to go and watch. It's free. They have a little cafe that serves alcohol, a fireplace, many people around to help explain the game to you. I would encourage anybody to go and take part. And you might end up trying it. They'll have every year, but at the beginning and end of the season, they have an open house situation where you get the chance to actually try it, and I would encourage everybody to do that. Then we get into January and February, and then there are more running events going on then, but we'll get to that in the new year.
Well, it's interesting when we talk about the Bonspiels. Mike DeMesa is now a member of the Norfolk Curling Club.
Yeah. There are a number of people from the area. It really resonates. It's one of those sports, I've said it before, it's one of those sports where anybody can play it. You can learn it in an instant, and then spend the rest of your life trying to get good at it, sort of like chess or something of that nature. I would encourage anybody to do that.
I would say it's golf on ice.
Well, in a way, you're right.
Basically,
you're actually right.
Except you don't swear as much when you're curling as you do when you golf.
Well, you can't hear it, at least when you're back on the other side of the glass watching it. I'm not sure how much time we have left, but the Housatonic alumni hockey game brings up an issue that I will talk about in my blog about schools needing to fundraise to help fund their programs. And I read once several years ago that 50% of public schools seek outside the budget, so to speak, funding to help with their programs. I would say it's 100%. I don't know of a grade school or high school, public school, that doesn't fundraise somehow. And more you see sports teams holding sports-related fundraisers to raise money to help pay for new uniforms or equipment or one thing or another. The Hoosie Hockey alumni game will be a perfect example of that. They split the proceeds between helping their team. Hockey's a hugely expensive sport. And the other half they give to a deserving family in the area. But schools like Gilbert, the arch rival of Housatonic, every spring they have a golf tournament and a 5K run in the same weekend to help with their budgets. Monument Mountain, the football team, hosts a golf tournament for the same reason. Everybody's doing something because budgets are tight. I read recently where the Torrington Middle School actually had a 2-year sports hiatus. They didn't have sports for 2 years for budgetary reasons, which is a shame. Sports, Socrates said, everything is important, no one thing. Math, science, reading, sports, music, they're all important in a child's development. And it pains me to see when sports especially suffers. But anyway, we'll talk about that more in the future when we have more time. But
I have a soft place in my heart for the Hoosie hockey team because my brother Mark, when he was up there, he was part of the hockey club that formed up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they flooded back by the football where the football practice was.
That's right. I remember that.
And they used to play the games at private schools. Mm-hmm. The track coach, Sam, I forget his name. He was a teacher. It was Sam, but I forget his last name.
Sam Holmes.
He was the coach of the team. Mm-hmm. And I also know because Don Martin and I used to be a president of Friends of Football, and we raised every year between $10,000 and $15,000, to help the football program, and it's important that the public does get involved, because if it doesn't get involved in today's economy, it's even more important
than
ever.
Yeah, they'll go away. And hockey, as you know, as I said, it's an expensive sport. Every player on the varsity team has to raise $600 each. And they do that through selling ads for their program and so forth, because it's like $12,000 for ice time alone. You know, so and we'll talk about that more in future gatherings because it's an important issue.
All right, that's once again sportingacross.com. Willie Hallahan, Willie, it's always great to talk with you.
Likewise, Marshall. Thanks for having me on.